Big day for Delphi.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Delphi makes parts for all the major automakers in this country. It is bankrupt and needs to cut a new deal with its employees. Today, Delphi is expected to ask a judge for permission to tear up its contract with the United Auto Workers. If that happens, the UAW might strike, and that could be devastating to not only Delphi, but also those troubled car makers like GM. More now from Tess Vigeland.
If last year was the year of tearing up union contracts with the airlines, this appears to be the year for the auto industry. A judge is still considering Tower Automotive's February request to void its union agreements. A similar move by Delphi would affect some 34,000 hourly workers. Harley Shaken teaches labor law at Berkeley and says while this situation may seem similar to what happened in the airlines, there's one big difference.
UAW is a far more powerful union because it spans the entire industry than any of the single airline unions, whether they're flight attendants, mechanics, or pilots even. So the UAW retains considerable leverage here.
He says the good news is that both Delphi and the union are hoping to avoid a strike that would further cripple the industry. I'm Tess Vigeland for Marketplace.
We told you so. That's what Louisiana officials are saying to the Bush administration right now. Yesterday, the guy in charge of the Gulf Coast recovery effort said the feds may need another $6 billion to rebuild the levees protecting New Orleans. So far, Congress has only allocated $3.5 billion. Louisiana's upset because the state called for more money last fall, and now the new hurricane season is only 2 months away. Hurricane Katrina also wiped out thousands of commercial shrimp boats. But just like the tale of Forrest Gump, the boats that survived are making a killing. Janet Babin reports.
Before Katrina, cheap imports, high fuel costs, and lots of local competition washed away most shrimp boat profits. Post-Katrina, catches are 2 times higher than they were before, and shrimpers are making money. Federal regulators say that's because the number of people fishing is down by about half. Now, the National Marine Fisheries Service wants to keep the fleet small permanently by cutting fishing permits by about 50% at a cost of about $260 million. Steve Morosky is with the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Obviously, you know, people don't like regulation. They would rather be regulated as little as possible. But we've found over time that if, in fact, we don't have effective regulations, then, you know, a lot of the stocks decline to very low levels.
Morosky says fewer shrimp boats will also improve the red snapper population because fewer fish will get caught up in shrimp nets. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Apple Computer turns 30, and to celebrate, the company debuts the iPod 3D. It's a pocket holograph projector, and you'll need special glasses to watch it. Yes, Apple celebrates its 30th anniversary on April Fool's Day, and I just gotcha. No 3D, no special glasses. But seriously, Apple is rumored to come out with a new version of the video iPod. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Bond yields hit their highest level in almost 2 years, and that's a sign of inflation. The Dow lost 65 points to 11,150. The NASDAQ gained 3 to 2340, and the S&P dropped a couple. This is Marketplace. Imagine a sandwich with meat, cheese, and French fries inside. Coleslaw, too. The Pittsburgh woman who makes it is today's job file.
My name is Tony Haggerty. I'm a manager at Permanente Restaurant for 32 years. Years ago, the mother of these three Italian boys used to make this sandwich, and there would be some on a horse and buggy for a truck driver. Because, you know, they don't have time to sit, so they will get a full course meal on a sandwich. And that's how the sandwich really come about it. But now it's anybody's sandwich. I mean, we get all the ball players here. We get really important people in here. Mrs. Clinton was even here. You can see the picture on the wall. I like people, so it's probably why I am here. I mean, so many friends being here. I don't think I will ever retire, though. I'll probably be here when I'm 80.
Mark Newtbar produced today's job file, which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic. On the web at Medtronic.com. and by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Nursing homes across the country destroy thousands of dollars in prescription drugs every day. It's just standard practice if the patients who were prescribed the drugs don't take them. 4 years ago, Ohio became the first state to collect the sealed, unused drugs and redistribute them to other people that need them. Tomorrow, a new federal rule takes effect that might move this program along. Lisa Ann Pinkerton reports from Cleveland.
In her nursing home room, Genevieve Barnes watches the snowfall outside her window. She's 94, and she needs an oxygen concentrator bubbling behind her to help her breathe.
That's a matter of how we were raised. You never wasted anything.
Barnes's doctor recently took her off a common medication called Mucinex. Normally, her unused Mucinex would be sent back to the pharmacy for destruction. But Barnes lives at one of three nursing home facilities in Sandusky, Ohio, that contribute to a small drug repository. Barnes says it was a simple choice to give medicine she can't use to needy seniors.
Well, everything is so expensive, and when you waste, you're just squandering things that should be used by someone.
The donation process starts with nursing home administrators like Denise Day.
We don't have a huge clientele in this building at this time, but the amount of medications that get sent back is still quite incredible.
The blue plastic bin in Day's office is filled with bottles and pills, sealed in their packaging. She says she collects about $2,000 worth a month for a group called Serving Our Seniors. Its director, Susan Doherty, says redistributing unused medicine has an enormous potential to offset the heavy cost of health care.
Honestly, we could meet and probably exceed the need of older adults who needed access to drugs that are common to the aging population. It could do a whole lot of good with a whole lot of waste.
Seniors in need come to pharmacist Matt Booter for their medicine. The state allows him to charge twice what Medicaid would charge for new drugs. And Booter says the fee is flat, no matter how many pills he redistributes.
You can dispense one tablet, you can dispense 15, you can dispense a billion for $7.40.
Ohio's largest nursing home corporation and wholesale pharmacy both declined interviews for this story. Booter says liability is often cited as the reason companies refuse to recycle prescription drugs. But soon they may have no choice. Tomorrow, the agencies that run the federal Medicare and Medicaid programs will begin requiring reimbursement for medicines not used by patients. And reselling unused prescription drugs may be the best way to raise the money. In Cleveland, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton for Marketplace.
If you're into podcasting, you should know that we are too. All the details on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Shareholder activists usually want companies to.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.